Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment serial data, and serial sister, you'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have your favorite comedic duo of Julie and Brandy. Brandy and Julie, Julie and Brandy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Yes, wonderful.
And you'll be joining us in Napa Valley at the Krug Winery, 5:30 and 8:30, a week from Friday, June 17th.
Oh.
We're just talking about our big plans.
Can't wait.
All the places we're going, how you're getting there.
upscale.
Nothing is figured out yet, but we will figure it out by the time we get there.
Yes.
I just hope that it turns into like a Salt Lake City situation where someone gets arrested while we're on the party van. Don't know who it's going to be.
You mean like someone has been committing fraud for the last
Someone in the group has been stealing identities for the last 15 years and is going to get caught.
No,
Who is it going to be?
We're waiting in this printer van to go to a winery, and they're like, where is Justin? This is so weird.
Yep.
And then Evan's like, babe, we're waiting in the van. Oh, okay, yeah, I just have to.
Yep.
He's, you know what? He's okay.
Evan's sick, and I need to get to the Evan has an intestinal. Yeah. He has an intestinal. I have to go.
And then we are just.
That's it.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to that moment of picking the rooms.
We're going to run. We're going to body check each other to get to a room.
We know now that Julie and I will get the room that is designated for children.
We'll get the bunk bedroom.
The bunk beds, because, which we're fine with.
Yes, obviously. Yeah. So
okay,
it's like,
good.
Yeah. There's always the one room in the Airbnb that's like, it has a treadmill in it and then like one twin bed. And then there's like an air mattress. And be like, here's your guys' room.
Right.
Like, okay.
Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think I looked through the rooms and they looked all pretty decent.
Okay, good.
Oh.
And it has good reviews. So we'll see. But you never know until you get there. Todd Chrisley.
Oh, yes.
And Julie were found guilty.
Wow.
On all counts.
Amazing.
Basically, all counts.
Of him being gay.
they were found guilty of that too.
Yes.
Now, one thing that I found exciting about this is that I realized we could forge documents with Julie's credit, and we can try and get her a new place because she desperately needs a new place. And I didn't realize one could just make up entire documents with a different credit score.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this was the thing that people did.
You can, providing you then say, I did not know what was happening. There was this gentleman who was in love with my very heterosexual husband.
Mm-hmm. That's
He wanted to be him.
That's right.
He threw these papers in front of me.
You tell him,
Julie,
you're so
would
hot.
Would you like a nice house to live in L.A. for the summer?
Mm-hmm, I did.
And I said, I have no education. I'm just a mama and a stepmama. And I am just a sex thing for my heterosexual husband.
That's right.
So I don't know about papers or taxes. What do I sign? And that is what happened. Mm-hmm. And now I can't believe that the jury and everybody believes that myself and Todd and Nanny, they don't believe that we all been taken by this horrible Brad. What's his name? Braddock guy who
Braddock,
was just weirdly obsessed with my husband and making up lies that they were intimate about what?
Ew, Julie. Ew. I would never do that to you. You are a sexual, just a walking vag. I love your puss. I love it.
Stop it.
You are so hot to me right now.
Todd, you are. My God, if you.
I'm going to take you.
Please stop staring at my décolletage.
Oh, I love your décolletage. I'm going to take you like a lion and a lioness in a cage.
Oh, my God.
Like I did the other night at Ramrod. What? Anyway.
I just can't believe this. We are obviously going to try to appeal. We are going to appeal.
We are
going to succeed. We have three shows.
Three.
You know, this is just, I mean, yes, we filed for bankruptcy when we had $30 million in debt. Who does it when you're trying to raise three big, beautiful children?
That's right.
You know,
that's
with
right.
your you know, with your man.
With your heterosexual man. Yes. With your heterosexual man and all of our love.
Yes, we had a lot
stores.
Of Range Rovers. What else are we supposed to drive Nanny in, okay? And we're just trying to make entertainment for the world, you know? I mean, Todd and I are in love, and like every time we try to get frisky, the cameras were in there.
It's crazy.
When
I
she's
would tell
in the
them to come in at 10.
Matching pajamas. When, oh, when he comes in and she's in her like pajama set,
and he's like, "Kids, can you get out? I'd like to screw your mother, Todd."
It's like, it's so believable.
It's so believable.
What about how he was going to start an entire department store?
Like, when was that?
That was in the first, Chrisley's.
The first season.
He was like, "I'm a businessman and an entrepreneur, and I'm going to start a department store, and it's going to be amazing."
I mean, okay? Like,
because I've been in retail for a long time. I've been in heterosexual retail, and I've been in heterosexual retail for many years with my wife, Julie. Okay?
Well, I think it's beautiful that it did happen during Pride Month.
Yeah,
and
wonderful. So fitting,
and
so fitting.
But, you know, they are going to decide at a later date. They're not in custody right now what the amount of time would be. Of course, when you first hear the things, they're like, they're looking up to 30 years.
Right.
We know they're not going to get up to 30 years, but they might get a couple. They're definitely going to have to go away for a little.
Well, Teresa had to go for a year.
A full year.
Same frauds kind of scenario.
I mean,
well, theirs was much worse than what they did. So, like, I think, let's do our predictions.
Okay.
Okay. I say he gets 3 years, but gets out in 19 months. Mm. And I believe that she will get 13 months and get out in 8.
So, but Teresa did a full year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long did Juicy Joe do?
2 years.
And he got deported as well.
No, he did 4 years.
He did 4 years?
I know. It's so weird because it did not seem like he was gone for 4 years.
No,
but,
That's how he got lost all that weight, though.
Yeah.
Well, but Todd Chrisley might get 3 years and let out at 2, but he's not going to want to leave. So he's going to go ahead and stay in there for 4.
That's not fair.
Well, no, it's going to be because he's going to be teaching the Bible to these young
yeah,
men.
Yeah, teaching his Bible on his dick.
I mean, I guess I like...
Do they still do the reruns? I think they do because it wasn't like pedophilia or anything like that. So I think they'll still do the reruns every, like marathons on USA of Chrisley Knows Best.
They haven't canceled the show and supposedly still has Love in a Limo. Oh,
I don't, but I mean, I assume they've already filmed that if it's been greenlit. So I don't know if we're going to see that.
We cannot get arrested. And this guy's got 3 shows and got arrested.
Or you get arrested.
We can't even get arrested.
Well, indicted. Got indicted.
You're right. I guess you would be officially arrested. Yeah.
I mean, they're going to get arrested.
So TMZ caught them having the last fun brunch before they knew the verdict.
Oof. Look at him.
They look like brother and sister in a weird
just
way.
Just a picture of virility. Yeah.
Like, come on, Julie, pay the check.
They look like they're on an Atlantis cruise right now here.
People probably walk up to them, think they're guilty as fuck, but as a fan, you'd be Todd, and I'm going to be every Juicy Scooper that probably is laughing at us right now, but if they ran into them the way they would ask, "Oh my God, sorry. I'm so sorry to bother you, Todd. I am just such a huge fan. You're the most beautiful family.
Oh,
and I just
you.
Want you to know we are praying for you. Am I weird if I ask for a photo? I just want to ask for a photo."
No. Will you take a photo?
Oh my God.
Let me get on this side. It's my slimmer side.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know you're innocent. This is so
horrible.
I am
innocent and I'm straight.
I know. So I just anyway, I'm hi Julie, I'm sorry. I'm just
No problem. She looks slim there.
Love you.
She does look slim. And what was it? Yeah, I mean, I can't remember what I was just gonna say about it.
Well,
yeah.
Why do you think
I do kind of enjoy their family, even though you know he's pole smoking on the side.
I mean, I think though. I think his heart is a beautiful rainbow gay heart.
Okay.
But I think there's a possibility that maybe he hasn't really cheated physically with a man, including this guy. Mm. I think he was guilty of all this stuff that happened, but... I don't know. Like this guy is the only person in all of his years that has like physically said,
"Yeah,
I got with him for 1 year, and I have no evidence to us being together. There were no emails or anything where he was like, I want to get with you. So I kind of think he might be one of these Southern guys that is gay but has, like, suppressed it and still had a great time. And maybe in always talking about how hot he is for his wife convinced him. And now he might be able to live his true life.
They do have 70,000 children. I mean, him alone, he has other kids with another woman.
Right. He was married before. The two girls, I mean, two kids, boy and a girl. And then he had, her. And he is, like, funny and delightful. And then other people wrote me and they said, you know, there's Southern guys that act a little effeminate. It's kind of a Southern thing. And then there's Southern guys that are married, acted effeminate, and are getting dick on the side.
And I mean, he's there's a little more than effeminate.
There's three types.
I would say on the range of effeminate, he's all the way almost.
Full gay.
Well,
not full, 90%, because he can still have sex with a woman.
What about in the staircase? I mean, maybe he just loves to flip her over and, like, eat her
In the staircase.
And F it.
Yeah, when he, like, pulled down her pants and ate her butt. In the staircase, though, he absolutely was actively pursuing men and getting with them physically.
But he was still.
And there was a lot of evidence to it. But he was still down with her. Yeah.
What I believe for sure that Todd Chrisley is, like, even if he's just filleting other gentlemen, what I really wonder, and I'm not sure about, I'm like, I think he might be doing it to Julie too. Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Maybe. Definitely doing it to her.
Oh, well, that's great.
Maybe he's super sexual.
I like her
fam. You know, in The Staircase, the real son of The Staircase, Todd Peterson, the son, he said they had a perfect relationship. He and we're talking about Michael Peterson, who was accused of killing his wife, who was found at the bottom of the staircase. What was her name? Kathleen. He said, my mom and dad, they had an awful relationship. They fought all the time, him and Patty. But he's like, I will say, once he got with Kathleen, they had the most loving, perfect.
Oh, highly sexual, he said. He was
highly
jealous.
Sexual, highly into each other relationship.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's really juicy. That's every Thursday on HBO Max. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, there we go.
Julie looks good. They look great.
Well, he's had a lot of work done. I think she has too. Yeah, they have teeth and, pulled faces. Okay. Little update on what's going on with Amber and Julie. Amber and Johnny.
Julie Depp.
So Amber Heard response to Johnny Depp's message about moving forward women's rights. She believes women's rights are moving backwards. The two attorneys appeared on the Today Show. Camille, who is now partner in her law firm, and the guy, and they said no. I mean, this was about the truth and. Obviously, people want to come forward and all of that. So, of course, they're defending him. They said, we don't believe that she's going to prevail in getting any kind of appeal because we don't think that the jury, there was also some reports coming out that a couple jurors, a bailiff said, a couple jurors had fallen asleep. I'm like, when? Every moment was like so juicy.
You have to do.
I know people fell asleep during the DNA stuff of OJ.
Yeah.
But like, what part did you fall asleep in? Anyway, so they said, and also we don't believe that they, violated their oath of getting on social media when they went home or had weekends off. And then the other report I read was, it's possible that he won't make her pay the $10,350 because he said it wasn't about money. I think that might work in let's just settle this, let's move on, don't appeal, and we can make it a wash or whatever.
Yeah, she doesn't have the money, right? Because she never paid the initial donation to.
She doesn't have $10 million.
She has a $1 million house that she lives in a Joshua Tree.
Oh, God.
Weird. We still don't know 100% if the kid is Elon Musk's, the 4-year-old.
She has a 4-year-old?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She has a 4-year-old that's supposed
to. With Elon Musk?
But they did it through in vitro. Allegedly he wanted all the embryos destroyed after he was like broken up with her. But so she might still have a couple more.
And I thought it was a surrogate. As well.
Oh,
surrogate carried.
So all of a sudden, this baby just showed up, and you're just like, you thirst trap clown. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I don't necessarily think in terms of this. I think they were both horrible, and I definitely. But I'm like, when that baby showed up, I was like, you dumb bitch. I can't stand her.
So Anyway,
I didn't even know that. That yeah. sounds gross.
So I'm wondering, like, if you have Elon Musk's baby, whether he allowed for this in vitro to go forward or not. I mean, that is why. Remember that whole thing? God, and I think it finally ended. I thought it was a very scary thing that could happen. But Sofia Vergara's longtime partner, and they never got married, they made embryos together. They then got separated, ended the relationship. She got with Magic Mike. What's his name?
It's yeah. like Joe Montaigne. Joe
Montaigne.
And, you know, now she's in her late 40s. Maybe she's even 50 now. But at the time, she was like, yeah, I don't want to have kids with him. He doesn't want to have kids. We're done having. The ex that's, you know, not rolling in the dough is like, oh, no, I want to. There's two viable embryos or something. And I want those two viable embryos to get put into a surrogate and raise those kids and then get her for child support for the rest of their lives.
A man wants to do that?
A man wanted to do it. And he got like, so they were fighting about it. And they had legal documents that said, if either one of us didn't want to go forward with it or destroy it or we break up, then it's, you know, it can't move on. It went on in court for so long. Will you just look that up? I'm dying to know if it finally ended. I really, really felt for her. But I was like, you know, this is why you don't go. Wow. Won't it be fun to have a baby with someone that you aren't married to or you really don't know want to be your life partner? It's one thing if you get knocked up. But if you're going forward to create a child, spend all this money in the creation of the child. Finally, they ruled Thank in her God. Favor, but it went on for years.
I would burn the world down.
One, that's like the Sherry Shepherd thing, but then I was kind of on the side of poor Sherry Shepherd because...
Oh, Sherry Shepherd's story. Let me just fill people in on Sherry Shepherd.
What's that?
Sherry Shepherd has had a child with one...
Jeffrey.
With one guy.
Yeah, Jeffrey, okay.
And he cheated on her. She got rid of that husband, okay? And then she had that child. Who I believe is special needs, but does well. You know,
he's high functioning, and he's doing great. Jeffrey's
so
old,
so totally back. Committed to that child. She gets on The View, and she meets this other guy. Niecy Nash has a barbecue, and she meets this other guy there, and she is like madly in love with him, and they get married, and he doesn't have any kids, and he's like, let's have a kid, and she's like, all right, but I'm a little bit older and whatever. So they make embryos, and now I'm trying to think of what happened first, but somehow he went forward with the embryo being implanted in a woman, and at that point he was already cheating on her, she didn't want to be with him anymore, and he's like, well, too fucking bad, you know, we're gonna divorce and you're gonna pay for this child. And in the end she lost, and she does not have a relationship with this child. It's not biologically hers because it wasn't her egg.
And what's he need that for?
Because she doesn't. Because she makes money and he doesn't. So then she has to pay for that child.
Whose egg was it?
Like, they got a donor egg.
Oh, okay.
And then while they were married and stuff, he prevailed. They were like, and I think it was kind of like, if you switched it to a man and woman, okay, if a man and woman were married and the guy was the powerful money guy and the woman was like, I really want to have a baby. She was like, sure, go for it. And then they went that far and a baby was conceived and it, I think maybe already in a surrogate. And then he was like, I don't want it. Everybody would be like, too bad, dude. Your wife doesn't matter. So I think the rules applied to her. And so because they were married and because they entered this fertility situation together, then she chose not to try to have a relationship with this child because she hated him so much. It wasn't biologically hers.
Yeah.
She didn't carry the child. And so she was like, I already have to pay. I'm just assuming this is her attitude. I already have to pay. I already have to work so hard to pay for this child and for my son. Like, I don't even want to complicate my life in trying to be a mother figure. It doesn't make sense. We live on two different coasts. Like, just forget
it. I did not know that was the story.
It's a good thing she has her own talk show.
I don't understand what she, if I had not biological.
And I wonder if he'll come after her now for more money now that she has her own talk show.
But why couldn't he just get someone else pregnant? What did he need her shit for? Just for the money?
Yes.
And a court ruled that that's okay.
Yes, I guess so, because they were married and they conceived these.
So he's a living.
So, I mean,
piece
there's a lot of stuff when you do this fertility stuff together, even when you're married, yep. where you agree to we agree that we will destroy the babies, or we agree that we'll keep the embryos in the freezer till we die.
Yeah.
Or I agree that if I die, my wife can have them and do with that whatever she wants with them. Or, you know, like, there's a lot of things that you have to decide. I mean, that's the thing. You're playing God, essentially, yeah. and I'm all for it. But, like, there's a lot of things that go with it that wouldn't have happened 40 years ago when you're just rolling in the hay and getting knocked up.
Yeah, there's a ton that goes along with it. And yeah. I've been thinking for all these years that she wanted to use those embryos and that he wouldn't let her. And that he... So
Wait,
I've
who?
Been,
Wait, who am I talking about now?
Sherry Shepherd. Okay. I've literally, for the last 15 years, since Jeffrey was little... thought that
her older son, yeah.
Yeah, the embryos that they made were there. She could no longer, she couldn't donate any eggs or
right.
she was already too old. She wanted to use those and that he wouldn't let her. And so I was always under the impression that he kept those eggs from her, which also infuriated me. There is so much that goes along with it. However it shakes down, it's like, and now Paris, we think, might have, you know.
Paris Hilton?
Yeah, Paris.
What did she do? She stole eggs too?
Paris and Connor.
Carter.
They've made embryos, and we, you know, Bad. We love Paris and we yeah. don't like Carter, and now we're horrified that Carter's going to now insist that
he
now has Paris's children, and we don't want that. We want Paris's thing implanted into Julie.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you're not a fan of
Shut
Paris's
up, Paris.
Husband because no. you watched the show and you didn't like his way he acted on the show?
Yeah.
Paris in love? You don't think they're in love?
We hope not. He insisted she take his last name, and then when
He's
she wouldn't,
a monster.
His last name's Reem, and she was like, "Well, it kind of goes against my brand," and like he shamed her, and I mean, we love her, so we don't want to.
You don't think they're a little bit like in on it and faking? Because that's a pretty good storyline that that your name is the Hilton, but are you going to be traditional and take your husband's
it's
name?
It's not like, just that. Did you watch the show?
No, I've only seen like a little bit of clips. But I know people like it.
Julie, please don't be too intense. We don't want Paris to get mad at us. We love Paris.
We do love.
We
Paris.
We really don't like him for her.
I would suggest watching the whole show and just really. Absorbing all
okay.
of the
Heather,
nuance.
You're good. You have good instincts with that. If you watch a show, even with the fake storylines of it all.
One fake storyline, though.
He was just
Could the rest
kind
of it be?
It was just his vibe was just...
Well, if someone like Paris, I would have highly suggested she have a baby on her own, let the love come after. Love goes away. You don't have to worry about anything. Time's a ticking.
According
and
to
you
the
have
show,
the money. Yeah.
They've met a long time ago, but they really came together in the pandemic when she was stuck at home. And we know Paris doesn't like to be alone.
Yeah.
And they were there at her house isolated. During that time, that was when they made these embryos that exist that are already fertilized, her eggs.
Yeah.
And now this might not be true, but they've supposedly got these embryos and he's got those now and they're there and they exist forever. And now.
Do you think he's called Sherry Shepherd's ex?
I think
he's Sofia
already,
Vergara's ex.
Yeah, they're going to make a reality show.
I think Sherry
or
Shepherd's ex.
Or Elon
ex,
Musk.
Yeah, I think they're all part of his hedge fund called Let's Get Embryos with Famous Women.
Yeah, let's manipulate women and make them think that we're cool, but we're not and we're actual animals.
And now we have their embryos.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, and now we control them and that's all we really want to do is control
them.
We
will stay tuned for that. Also, Johnny Depp joined TikTok. He's only
what?
Provided one TikTok, and he, as of this morning, he's at 5.3 million followers, and it's just him playing guitar and waving to fans outside of a courthouse and being like, thank you very much. Thank you for all the support.
But you know what? Dior went ahead and brought back that Sauvage.
Sauvage.
They went outside. They dragged in the, you know, recycling bin that they had at their curb.
Yeah.
Then they sent someone out to dig through it, and they pulled out the old commercial of Johnny Depp prior to his present look.
Luke.
Yes.
Luke
doing the Dior Sauvage cologne. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, they really, really dusted that old chestnut off and put it right back on the air.
Yeah, because part of the testimony was when Amber Heard said, really? I thought Dior had style. Why would they want an old fat man being there? They're horrible mean.
So horrible mean.
Juicy Scooper reminded me of a Vanity Fair article from 2017 that was all about how he'd lost all of his money.
Mm. Yeah, oh, I love that one.
Because I'm disturbed that he took out people to an Indian restaurant for 60 grand the other day.
Oh, I love the one where he has all the bags of trash around his home.
So they said, this is back in 2017, He had 14 residences, including a chateau in France, four island chain in the Bahamas. There were also a 156-foot cash-guzzling yacht and 12 Los Angeles storage facilities full of memorabilia, including seven collectible guitars plus major artwork. 40 full-time employees that cost Depp $300,000 a month, they claimed, and there were only 15, but there were only 15 employees. Some of the consultants were round-the-clock security for him, his two children. Various family members cost $150,000 a month. In addition to the $10 million supporting friends and family, he spent $30,000 a month on wine, flown to him around the world.
And it was saying he lost.
And then
it all,
a $5 million for memorial for some, you know, guy that he loved that was a musician or something. Anyway, so let's hope.
But then now he lost all of that.
Lost it all. Now that this has happened, and his star is going to rise again. You know, let's hope he doesn't do that again. Now, speaking, now I find this very interesting. You know the Miravel Rosé they sell at Costco.
Of course.
It's up there with, what's the other rosé that everyone loves?
Whispering Angel.
Whispering Angel and Miravel are probably the two best.
That's the top rosés, for sure.
Rosés, for sure. I did not realize that was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's wine.
You did it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's the whole clout chase of it all. You got to get the Miraval. Oh. Like, even back in the day, like, it's gotten less expensive.
I like that it's a cool, different shape bottle, but then that also makes it hard to, like, pack and put in those.
Yeah.
You know how, like, Ralph's has the...
Yeah,
the little bag drinks. Of six.
Yeah.
You know, like, that doesn't fit.
No.
Yeah. And it doesn't. I personally, and I've had it a ton of times, one of my best friends, like, loves rosé only. I like Whispering Angel better, but I would always get that one because, of course.
Do you imagine if you're at a dinner with Brad Pitt and you were that person? Like, you know how people just say, like Peter was getting mad because we were at the Catalina Wine Festival. As I was getting a little boozed, you know, a couple of people came up to me and recognized me, and they're really nice, but, like, I was getting a little bitchy when people were just like, hi, my husband has no idea who you are. My friends don't know why I'm walking up to you. And I'm like, all right. And Peter's like, just say thank you. I'm like, no. Imagine you're at a dinner party with, like, Brad Pitt, and you're like, I just want to say I'm a huge rosé fan. I do enjoy Whispering Angel more than yours.
Yeah, exactly.
But if Whispering Angel is out, I totally get yours. That's like I guarantee some idiot has fucking said that to him.
I'm sure.
Anyway, he and Angelina, as you know, have not had a wonderful breakup. And according to him, part of their deal was they built the winery, like they had the chateau, they got married there. And it was something in their paperwork that said, if you wanted to sell your half, like, you couldn't do it without consulting the other person or giving them the option to buy.
Like
something
like
that.
Right of refusal or whatever.
And she, according to this lawsuit, went around him and sold half of it to some weird Russian that now is going to, like, according to Brad Pitt, like, screw up the whole thing. And he thought she did it out of spite. So now he is suing her and demanding a jury trial. And I find it very interesting that this came right after the Johnny Depp thing. Because it's like, I think a lot of men now that have had horrible, contentious breakups are like, oh yeah, now some people might listen to me. Now some people might want to hear my side. Jury trial now. So that's happening. Also, on a much lower scale of celebrity. Did you ever watch Million Dollar Listing New York?
Of course.
There was this guy named Luis, who I absolutely thought was gay. He was Spanish anyway.
Oh, no, exactly.
He was straight.
He was engaged or something?
He had a girlfriend or a wife. They had a baby. Throughout the last couple of years, he hasn't been on the show, but there's been little glimpses of pretty bad stuff. Her accusing him of domestic abuse and child custody battles and whatever. Right after Johnny won, he came out and was like, I am ready to share my truth. This is not... And so I'm like, hey, get your truth out. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but I just find it interesting that now it's like, bring on the jury trial.
Yep.
I'm all for it.
It's going to be hashtag men too. It's going to start to get a little out of control, I'm quite sure. Well, like, we're victims too. Okay.
I was shocked and kind of pleased to know that Brad Pitt has some, like, you know, deep interest in the making of rosé, and that was, like, his love was this, like, rosé company, and it wasn't hers. But I think the difference with these two on any level, even though Julie and I are probably the only two that are on fucking Team Angelina, but whatever, Amber Heard came in, and regardless of what went on between them, she tried to topple, like a huge Hollywood icon entity. Like, don't come in and mess with Johnny Depp. I don't care if he has bags of trash and you're both getting drunk and slicing each other's fingers off and pooing in the bed. You both did that. It was her whole thing of, like, now she's abused. And when you take these two and you get a jury trial, Brad, now you got Chandler, two yeah. huge icons of Hollywood. You don't just have one and then, you know, some loser that came in and was like fake gay or whatever she was.
Well, I was just,
now these two.
I was just thinking, kind of interesting, because Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston, when they were married, created this, and this is my understanding of it, so I don't have all the facts. You guys, I'm remembering things. Just fucking come after me. They had Plan B production.
Oh, that's
where
right.
They would like find someone, they'd go to a dinner party and someone would be like, you know, I read the most interesting article, the most interesting book. And they'd be like, hey, Joe, buy that. Maybe Option it'll it. Be a movie one day. Okay. They get divorced. Jen is like, you know what, Brad? I am fine. Take the stupid Plan B. I don't give a shit. And he's like, all right. And then Plan B is huge.
Blew up. Yeah.
Oscars and this and that. So I think when this happened, she was like, you know, no, I'm going to have full stake. And because she's like, I don't really care about this fucking wine. It's not movies. It's not something I'm super yeah. into. And
it's
so
it's not helping
children.
Yeah,
it's
like,
not the Sudan.
Apartheid.
It's not, yeah. right. it's not saving.
Meanwhile, though, yeah. Shiloh, their daughter together, who's so stunning. And as you know, when she was young, people was like, oh, Shiloh's transgender and she dresses like a boy all the time. And it was like, no, I think she's just, I said, that girl's going to wake up one day. Just and go, every day I wake up, my body gets better and better. My lips get fuller. My tits get bigger.
She was
maybe
so
I should,
beautiful.
Maybe I try on some clothes. Anyway, she's been wearing a dress and she's dancing now.
The dancing is unbelievable.
She's so cute.
I felt vindicated from being attracted to her at a very young age. I was like, there she is. I mean, the dancing is so, so, so good.
I mean, and she looks so much like both of them. It's ridiculous.
She's probably like the most stunning kid ever born, in my opinion. Like, I think
so,
she's always
she just might be full Les. You know what I mean? She just might be full Les.
Or
clap,
or,
clap, clap.
Or was straight and
maybe
and whatever didn't want to wear
maybe.
Tights.
She was experimenting
maybe.
with
Who
her
knows?
Look, and
but,
we were here for it.
We'll be watching this for sure. Okay. You guys, I want to talk to you about Thrive Cosmetics. They're high-performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And I love that the word cause, C-A-U-S-E, is in their word cosmetics because they help women and other organizations that really help women thrive. That's right. Bigger than beauty, for every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. Women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. I love that. But I also really love their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. You guys have to try this. I know you've been there. You've gone to the salon. You've gotten the lash extensions. Maybe you put on fake lashes and you realize that your own lashes are really suffering. Well, not with this, because it's clean, nourishing ingredients and they support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Over time, your lashes will look better. Also, so easy to wash off with just warm water and a washcloth. I also really love the Brilliant Eye Brightener. Gets your eyes a little lift. And the Liquid Lip Balm lip treatment is, oh, that is the bomb, let me tell you, especially during this time of year. Really helps those dull, dehydrated lips, pumps and smooths them. And right now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/juicy. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/juicy for 15% off your first order. Did you see this?
Oh, wait, is that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
No, it's Luann. Wait, is that Johnny Depp?
That's crazy.
Yeah, could.
Luann de Lesseps and Sonia are exclusive.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think this They're is, exclusive. I think it's 100% legit. Page Six says it's exclusive. They are going to do a little spinoff, and they described it much like Simple Life, like your best friend, Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Where they go off and spend like a month. Like, it's going to be a short filming period in June or July. in a small town, and you know, antics happen. They try to, I don't know what they're going
they
to do.
They couldn't leave them there longer than 12 business days, or they will burn the probably the entire town down. Like, they're doing that girls' trip production, you know, schedule where it's like, let's get them in, get them drunk, and get them out before we get sued.
Yeah. Well, she's sober. Supposedly.
Well, I think she's dabbling.
And then some, so I was reading the comments. I'm like, do you think this will work? And the Juicy Scoopers were saying, yes, I'm excited. Anything they're in, it'll be fun. I think obviously it'll be very set up, much like the Chrisleys or
even the Simple Life.
Simple Life, where it's like, we have some funny ideas for you to try different things. But I mean, Luann was one of seven kids. She was like a nurse. She knows how to cook. Like, I don't know that I don't think fumbling will be her thing. I think she's pretty, like, capable.
Yeah.
Even though she's led a charmed life. Now, and Sonia was, like, selling scrunchies.
Yeah, she was
and
a was hostess.
Was a coach head girl. I'm the hostess with the most.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So she was not like she was born, like, you know.
Yeah, but they're going to get drunk and they're going to be sluts and they're going to go have sex in the bushes by the cornfield.
I think they're going to be going after cowboys or something.
Of course.
Anyway, well, so I will watch it.
She'll forget her underwear.
Yes.
With a short outfit.
At the bar.
Her tooth will come out. Like, we need, I'm here for it 1,000, but only if Luann just. At least just says, okay, I'll have wine or champagne.
She has to drink. She has
and just
to,
a little. And then.
Well, my darling, I have my non-alcoholic rosé. That's what I'll be having.
Oh, okay. With a little vodka
with
poured
vodka
into it. Right.
Yeah.
Use it as a mixer.
So there you go.
That's going to be
very exciting. I mean, very
meanwhile,
exciting.
Ramona, she posted this yesterday. I guess she officially passed her real estate exam. And she's like, hello, it's beautiful in the Hamptons. Come join me and look at some real estate. You can either rent or buy, either or.
Wow.
So there you go.
This is her audition for Million Dollar Listing, The Hamptons.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it's a great idea that she got her license.
The
same reason I said, like, you know, I told other housewives that are no longer housewives. I mean, I suggested to Kelly Dodd like a year ago. I was like, why don't you get your real estate license? You know there's going to be, and I literally said this a year ago, you know there's going to be a bunch of real estate shows happening in the OC. You could just be on that now. There is Selling Sunset, Oppenheimer Group. And so anyway, I think she is getting her license.
I mean, what we should do is we should start the Oppenheimer Group, but instead it's called Ex-Housewives. And then we have all of them under us. Because I used to say real estate, with all due to your parents, this doesn't include them, is where strippers go to die. And now I think it might be where reality TV, ex-reality TV stars go to die.
Because well, that in podcasting.
Yeah, okay.
anyway, I you know, good for her. But then
good for her.
Then yesterday, something not great happened.
Oh, no.
So she got some free eyebrows and wanted to give a shout out to the eyebrow lady. And listen, I have never done microblading, which everybody does because thick eyebrows are in. And the way I understand it, it's like a temporary tattoo, and they fill them all in, and you look pretty fucking scary for about, what, a week?
A few weeks,
and they kind of like tone down and color.
They fade.
I just pencil mine in call it a fucking day. But
listen, my mom
not great. But she said, she goes, look, I got my eyebrows done. I mean, I die how gorgeous they are, so you have to go to my girl, whatever her name was. And I'm sure the girl is great. But I just don't think you show off your eyebrows until, like, you know,
you gotta
2 weeks
let them,
later.
You got to let them settle in, like anywhere. Yeah. My mom sent me a picture in the car. She'd walked through the rain. She has no eyebrows. Pam, she said, she took a selfie and said, my eyebrows came off in the rain. So I go, Mom, and this is like a couple years ago. I'm like, go and do that thing where, I didn't even know what it was called. I'm like looking for links.
Where they
light, it's not a permanent tattoo.
Yeah.
And I thought because it wasn't a tattoo, permanent, that it could be much lighter.
Yeah.
And also you've got to get like a like an ash. Whatever color you get has to have an ash on top, even if it's that dark. She's blonde. When I saw my mom, I was like, wow, I really led this woman astray. I felt so bad. I was like, Mom, those are too dark.
Whenever I see it, it's just like, what happened to Baby Jade? Whatever happened to Baby Jade? Like,
yes, and you're going to put the lipstick on in the mirror. Yeah. I'm worth it.
I'm sending a letter to Daddy. Yeah. Like,
But it will fade off, and I recommend she put some powder immediately over those.
She's going to be okay, you guys. She's showing property.
Oh, whoa.
She is showing property. property in the Hamptons. And you can look at me. You can look for condos, beautiful homes, rentals, short-term rentals, or long, dark eyebrows. You can do it.
This picture looks like somebody's about to open that window and jump out of it. Like, she is literally going to jump out the window. Like,
Wow, bro, Karen. Okay, you guys, this is a little confusing. This is the Rob and China saga. Okay, let me just explain it, okay? Trial right now in the revenge porn case in which China is suing Rob for this moment where they were being horrible to each other, fighting, and he took photos that she sent to him of her vagina in a skirt and put it out on Instagram or the internet, and Twitter. It was up there for a while.
She had just gotten eyebrows on it. And she was like, look at these eyebrows.
What if the case was like, you posted my eyebrows before they settled down.
Oh my God.
And it ruined my life.
Yeah, that's revenge porn. No, yeah. I'm sure the woman that Ramona that did the eyebrows is like, excuse me, those weren't ready to be advertised yet.
I hear that the next thing in that vagina stuff is that they're going to put eyebrows on the sides of the lips. You heard it here first.
Okay, well, I started to notice there was a fashion trend of highlighting a fupa. And there's all these bathing suits that have like just the fupa part naked or a lingerie or whatever. So what?
The mic.
What do you mean the mic?
You lean back.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, so.
Thanks, Peter.
I know. Yeah. Being very mean to me. No, but like, yeah, you could do a little face on your eyebrow. Anything's happening. I think we forgot to put the photo in of the pregnant woman. Well, I sent you that photo.
Oh,
there was some woman at Con that had like a formal gown on and her stomach was exposed, which looked kind of beautiful and okay. But then she turned around and she was featuring the butt cleavage in formal wear.
It was more than cleavage.
It was. Like,
I guess it's technically cleavage. It's
butt
full
cleavage.
Crack.
Yeah, it's butt crack cleavage. But anyway, this particular case, let me just get back to this. As you know, she lost when she sued the Kardashians. So according to TMZ, Rob's lawyers are alleging that China agreed to dismiss this lawsuit if Rob helped China get dropped from a separate lawsuit filed by a former boyfriend, Justin C. Jones, a.k.a. Pilot Jones. So this Pilot Jones guy claimed that the two of them, Rob and China, when they were together, exposed him as being gay, said he cheated, I guess, with a man. And somehow Rob's like, if I can get you out of this, then don't sue me for the revenge porn that happened to us later. And she said, fine. I don't know how he got him out. I don't know if he called up and said, hey, I can get you some Skims and some Pilot Cosmetics. Can we call it a day? Do you want a giant salad? I don't know what he said.
Yeah.
But and that was all done. And now their attorneys are saying, no, maybe because Johnny Depp, maybe she wants another trial. No, we do want to go forward with me suing you, Rob. And that's going to happen supposedly, unless he can get it dropped, June 13th, full trial.
Whoa.
Yes. And
they're full trials.
Has he changed at all? Rob, during these trials, is he the same as when Kardashians was on in terms of like his
appearance
vibe? Yeah, his appearance
I think his appearance is the same. You know, he did not attend Courtney's wedding. I think his job is raising his daughter Dream. From what I read, there was something that went back and forth between Tyga and Rob and her. And apparently, what I read at that time was Tyga has the boy King Cairo like 5 days a week. And Rob has Dream, I think, up to 6 days a week. I think she only has the kids like on Sunday and Monday. And I think that might be because I don't think he pays any kind of child support to her.
Okay.
There's no spousal support, but I don't think he has to pay child support because A, he has the kids so much. So he pays for the school and stuff, the expensive school. But I think he doesn't really have an income.
Pays for the school. I'm quite sure.
Yeah, he doesn't have a sock line, and he's not on the show. So if you're not making money and he lives in Chris's old house, you're supposed to get 25 for each child. You're entitled to, like, if you're just a regular person, you're a dude that makes whatever, just to make it simple, you make $10,000 a month as a government worker, okay? Then $2,500 of that would automatically go to one kid.
If so 25% of your monthly.
Right. Okay. And if you had two kids, automatically before taxes. So that's why some guys are like, oh my God, if I have two kids and I get divorced and now I get only half my income, like how am I supposed to like survive? But whatever. Obviously, he doesn't have a normal paycheck like that. But I think because he doesn't really have a business. So I think she's probably like, all right, well, then watch them. I mean, yeah, I don't know what exactly their arrangement is. But all I want to say is if there was the worst case scenario that your son could get with a baby mama. I mean, even I know they feared when they got together. I know there was fear. But they're positive people. They try to make lemonade out of lemons.
They really do.
I don't
do.
Think they could have ever imagined that this baby mama could have caused so much havoc 6 years later still in their life. Like, she has got to take the prize as the worst baby mama situation ever.
Although she does have, like, an eyelash business that I think is, if, like, a functioning business. So she's probably, too, like, I wonder if she has to pay him.
I think that she would, if he wanted to do that, maybe she would, but I think he's smart enough not to do that. But no, between that and all her OnlyFans, she makes money.
Right, which right. is probably,
money
that could
is
be
not
why,
her issue.
That could be why he's like, I'm going to keep custody and you're going to pay me.
Right.
Because yeah. I don't want to work, clearly. I think he takes the prize as the worst father.
I think he's a good father. I think he's just like, let's just fucking end this. I'll pay for everything with the daughter. Just like, just please leave my family alone. Just like, see your daughter one day a week. Let me raise her with all her cousins. And just like,
out of all the Kardashian Jenners,
yeah,
you know, he's the most, probably because he's the only, you know, guy, and that's not easy. And I'm sure there's empathy to be found somewhere. But I mean, he is the laziest, and that's coming from me. I'm extremely lazy. And if I had that family, I wouldn't want to work either, and I would probably be shut down. But it's like, he doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. He doesn't change.
Yeah.
Like, you want to see, I want to see this swan song from him where it's like a phoenix rising from the ashes, and we've just been waiting for him to emerge and be like, I have energy now, guys. You know?
Right. I think, as a mother, I think every child is different. And you love them all the same.
Yeah.
And I think in the case of him, she just wants him to be happy and have a purpose. And his purpose is being a dad right now. And if he does something later on, fine. But no, it's just like any trust fund kid or something. When there's not a motivation, he's never going to lose the roof over his head.
Yeah.
He's not striving to be famous. And maybe in his emotional issues, there is some guilt of like, wow, we did this whole thing and you were down for it when you were, whatever, 18. And it obviously took you down a path with Lamar and everything that wasn't great.
Right.
So, like, I just, you know, I think as her, she's just like, I just want to, you know, that who cares? Like, and I don't think the girls care. And now when you're so rich, you're like, you know, maybe not everybody's going to be as successful, but like, let's just have them just
if he was
be
just
happy
a dad,
and healthy. Why are you being such a bitch? He is a dad. I just told you.
No, I'm saying even as a dad, I want him to be more of a inspiring.
There's definitely something that is slightly, I guess it's depression.
Yeah.
It would be something that
he
doesn't want to go to his sister. Like, he's removing it. He doesn't just remove himself from society. He removes himself from everything except for being, let's say, the dad to Dream. And that is not healthy.
Well,
we don't need to say he's a horrible person, but he's not a healthy person.
But right. But also, just because we don't see him on the show or walk around, I'm sure there's plenty of nights when he's there and the kids are all playing and he's being an uncle to everybody, and the cameras aren't there, and, like, he's talking.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, God.
Heather, I'm sorry that you're good family friends with the Kardashians, but we need to be able to give our fucking hot take.
I don't know. I guess I just feel I'm taking it from, like, the mom's point of view. And, like, you know.
Yeah, we feel bad for Kris Jenner.
Well, Kris is
our favorite.
There's no way that she...
Some kids are easier than others. It's like, you know,
she must,
like,
her heart must hurt. Because she must, obviously, we love him. She loves him.
Yeah.
But he isn't healthy. He's not a functioning member of society. So, and
maybe
I would think, you know,
more
that,
of a vibe of, like, even Lamar, who, I mean, poor Lamar. And, like, Lamar enabled, like, a ton of this stuff with Rob and is the cause of a lot of it. But even
you sense
a thing from Lamar where Lamar's, like, constantly sort of trying to dig himself out of this, like, thing he's in. I don't know. It's just it's got, as a
all right. You know what, you guys? Yeah. We can agree to disagree. Okay. I mean, this is Juicy Scoop, and it is okay to talk about it, I think. Meanwhile, what's her name? Chaney Jones has broken up with Kanye West. She does have a small tattoo. Not hard to change.
Yay.
She can change that yee to brand new, just like Lala did. Like she changed brand to brand new. But no.
Yeah, yeah. You can easily do anything with
change something
you
small could like that. She doesn't have the good news is she doesn't have to wear leather jackets. It's heating up this summer. Or big bomber jackets. She doesn't have to wear giant rain fishing boots in August. She's free. She's free and he's single. Meanwhile, at the Woodland Hills in Walmart, I posted this. That I had hit the Woodland Hills in Target the same day that Pete went to Walmart in Woodland Hills with Little Saint.
Oh.
And I mean, isn't it amazing that the paparazzi was hanging at the Walmart at Fallbrook and Victory? Wow. Because I know they always hang out there. They just happen to be there. That's like crazy. And then caught him checking out and bagging his own bags while holding Little Saint's hand. Like, I mean, I've been to that Walmart. I've been to that Target. And I'm just like, ugh, not seeing the paparazzi there. And there, I'm like, I take my boys there all the time. Why aren't they like Heather McDonald's at Target with her children? Like...
And they are making sure they feature the best thing at any Walmart, and that's that giant thing of cheese balls, bitch. I can't go near a Walmart. I will go to get candles, and I will innocently go like, oh, great, there's the tub of cheese balls, and I have to buy it. It's the one with the purple top.
Yep.
And he's getting it.
It goes with their show. I'm not watching every episode's show, but I know part one of the episodes was like, let's do regular things. Let's go put gas in the car. So it's like, let's go do regular things. Like, oh, they're just really trying to keep these kids grounded. And go to Walmart, like in Woodland Hills with the peasants, you know. he was at Cheesecake Factory the other day. What's next? Let's just guess. What could be?
They're going to Jiffy Lube. They're going to
I was
do
just
that.
Gonna, I was just like, okay. Like, yeah.
They're going to, what are normal
maybe one of those car washes where you do it yourself.
Self-wash.
So fun.
A self-wash.
Yeah.
That's good. What about going to like McDonald's or something? Like fast food?
If they have a deal with McDonald's. I definitely think the Housewives have a deal with Jack in a Box.
Oh, as they're always going
they kept mentioning Jack in a Box in the shows. Where's the nearest Jack in a Box? Where's that? And I think that they definitely have a deal with Coca-Cola. Because there's a lot of Coke in all of their stuff. So
laundromat.
I think
that's a little too much.
I think that's pushing it.
Dry cleaning?
Well, you can take your dry cleaning.
I don't think that's as fun for the kid to do.
Maybe mini golf.
Yes. But Castle Park, Sherman Oaks.
Yeah,
you guys, paparazzi. Castle Park, Sherman Oaks. Definitely he'll be taking Saint.
Yeah.
Saint and a Saul
there.
I find
it interesting that it's Saint was the chosen.
That chosen child.
Yeah, he's closest with Saint of all the, because like I mean.
Well,
I'm
now this
Chicago.
Is going to be a big sit-down meeting. You know, you can't just pick one. That's not a good stepdad. You got to have either a couple of them or a special day with each. My friend was one of eight. And her mom would always be like, you know, each kid would get a special day every couple months, just the two of them.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
But, yeah.
If we had taken North to the Walmart, I think Ye would have hit the roof. Like, he's possessive over North.
Yeah.
You know? I think Saint was the safer choice there.
North are probably like, bitch, I'm not going to Walmart.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you know what? Unless JoJo Siwa's going to be there.
I know
it. Shit.
He'll take North to get her nails done at just like a random strip mall, like nail place.
That's good.
Okay. You heard me, Pete. That's another suggestion. There's one in Woodland Hills, VIP Nails. Okay. Anyway.
Shout out VIP
Kris
Nails.
Kris Jenner invested in the Giant Salads.
Oh my God.
Healthy Nut.
She is.
Health Nut.
The woman is
she is literally. She is. I mean, I don't know
she's
why anyone talks about Elon Musk. Like, it is Kris
she's doing
Jenner.
A masterclass, too.
She should.
Yeah,
she should. She is a masterclass.
So, Heather, you know we've been talking to you about we want the salads in the tubs forever.
Yeah.
That's not Health Nut. That's her own thing, Health Nut.
No, Health Nut's been around forever.
So that's
now
the place in Woodland Hills?
So now I guess she's investing, so maybe new Health Nuts will open up.
Okay, so that's the place you told us is where she's getting them.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
So anyway, Kim wore this pink outfit with the, you know, where Balenciaga Spandex pants that include the shoes and go all the way up, and then she had a little bag.
Oh, I see.
And it was like 10 photos, and she wrote, picks by North, but this one was taken from the ceiling. So did North climb up like Spider-Man?
She's on a crane.
And take she's on a crane taking the photo.
She dragged in a super tall ladder, climbed up to the top.
Kim has gotten very thin. Mm-hmm. Very thin. The ass has gone down. I notice a little pelvic bone. I don't know if that's from the salads or losing the weight to get in Marilyn Monroe's thing.
They're saying that she got the butt implant. She didn't have an implant. She has the fat
sucked out.
Yeah, that she got it dissolved. And Chloe as well.
I think they're changing their look. It's all becoming like thin. And I'm like, when did she start looking like Christine Quinn? I'm like, literally, this is Christine Quinn.
Looks just like her.
And then I looked up Christine Quinn and I'm like, here, Christine Quinn has the exact same outfit on. From Selling Sunset, and she's super skinny. She has the same purse, but in silver, and one long bodysuit with the socks.
Does that you think that Balenciaga catsuit comes with that bag?
No, it doesn't come with it. You buy it. They have the same brand.
But so they're doing the exact same look. It has to be.
Christine did it first. I'm just saying.
Okay. It's unbelievable that they're going to have the same bag, too. That must be a Balenciaga. Maybe gifted it to them or something?
Well, they may have gifted it, sure. But I'm saying, but she buys all this stuff. But she did it first, Christine. She's really skinny. Then Kylie posted this thing that went crazy. It was a bikini top in nude with nipples drawn on it. And Brandon Jenner was like, woohoo! And then everyone was like, you're gross. That's your half-sister. I'm like... He probably forgot that she was his half-sister.
Honestly.
At this point, he's like, I thought I was just commenting on someone I follow that's like a huge star. Oh, that's right. At one time, we shared a dad. Like, what?
Wow. Right.
I didn't know if this was a real Kylie suit or if she just took a gold suit and then she's pushing these new, like, blush gels. And if she just rubbed those on her neck.
Now, that is a good call.
That's what I think she did. I do not think this is a real suit that she's selling.
If it is real, she better change it to your story because that is some unbelievable marketing right there. Take the finger blush
and put a nip on my gold bikini top. Nick Cannon is expecting his 9th baby.
I thought he was celibate.
Let me just tell you how many kids he has.
I thought he was turned celibate.
Who? That was a joke that he said. Said.
Also,
okay.
No one is celibate. That's ridiculous.
Okay, let me tell you about all. Let me tell you about all his kids. Okay. His first two kids were with Mariah Carey. Their names are Monroe and Moroccan. Okay, Scott.
They call him Rock and Roe.
Okay. Then he had a baby with Brittany Bell, and that child name is Golden Saigon. And Powerful Queen. He had twins with that person. Okay. Just two. Golden Saigon and Powerful Queen. So now we're up to 4 kids.
Do you think they just call her Power or Queen?
No, Powerful Queen. Okay.
So Goldie could be Golden Saigon.
Goldie's cute.
Then Abby De La Rosa, okay, that had twins born June 14th.
God, he's a twin.
And they were named Zion Mixology and Zillion. Okay, and now that's the one he's expecting another baby with, that girl.
So she has Zion and Zillionaire.
Yes,
and now this is her third baby.
No, this will be her third.
But at the same time,
her second set of twins.
Right now, at the same time, he's expecting another baby with this girl called Bree Ticey. And that one is cooking right now. It's almost born.
So he'll have 10?
And then, unfortunately, one of his babies that he had with a different woman, Alyssa Scott, the baby was named Zen, passed away. So after this next baby that they just announced is new pregnancy, then there will be 9, including the baby that passed. He will have had 9
And with
kids.
How many moms? 4?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4... Five moms.
And only 2 sets of twins or 3?
Oh. 2 sets of twins. Okay. 2 sets of twins.
Do you think these women are doing fertility heightening methods? Or is he like some kind of prolific twin manufacturer?
I don't know. It's crazy.
I don't know. But all I remember is when I went to, what's the name of the Mexican restaurant? It's in Tarzana. It's very good. Soul something. Many years ago. Before the Kardashians came out, I had dinner with Kim, Chris, and I want to say Khloe or Courtney. And Kim was dating Nick Cannon. And he said, I will just be my baby mama. He had no kids yet. I don't want to marry you, but I'll get you a house in Hidden Hills and have my kids.
And she was like, I'm going to pass for now.
Well,
or she considered
at the
it.
Time, it was like kind of, and I was just like, I don't know what it is. I'm like, but I just know you're gonna, you have style and you're so pretty and should not have speckled makeup on. And I'm like, you could eat your face with a spoon. I'm like, why would you do that? Like, you're so young. Do not do that. I'm not saying I'm the reason, but my God, right now she could be pregnant with her ninth baby.
Oh my God.
And there could be nine others with nine other women. Ugh. So there you go.
Wow.
These are all the baby's names.
Do you think he's just going for, he's going to, you think he's just going to lean into this and just be like, because that, he already has.
I kind of feel like it's his brand now.
Yeah. He
like every, he only is in the news when someone else is pregnant.
He's got
so.
13 different jobs. Like
I
Ryan
feel like
Seacrest.
He's kind of thinking of, I think he might think of himself as a spiritual leader. I think he might think of himself as a cult leader.
Yeah.
Like I think in a way where he's not entirely, I guess, controlling them in a compound, but I think that's odd to have five women having your babies and asking one to have your babies and I'm not going to marry you. I feel like that's sort of like a weird, because he has a very aggrandized view of his own self.
Totally. And I think what I'm confused about is that he had the twins with this one woman who he's having a third baby with her. In between, he got another person pregnant.
I swear to God, he's like a cult person. He's like a person without a compound.
I mean,
he's
how much money does this radio show make? Well, I mean, what the hell?
He does Masked Singer. He's like Ryan Seacrest.
All right, good.
He's got so many jobs. And that was already really bizarre because he had to be hospitalized at one point because it was like the man was working.
He didn't sleep.
From 3 a.m. because he would show up to his radio show and he'd have to be there at like 5 a.m. And then he was working until midnight.
He sleeps like 2 hours a night.
Yeah,
or something.
He managed to get his fuck on still.
And he's
all
an,
right.
He's
and
an
he wears a turban.
Person.
He wears a turban.
I don't understand.
I feel like the turban is saying,
I think the turban thing
I'm
is a, what I really, you're right. That could be
I'm
a
like
culty.
A spiritual, weird, I'm like a leader. I have all these women. I'm the father of all these babies.
Right.
I'm so, he thinks
like
of himself
powerful.
As an intellectual whatever who
well it's like Hilaria whatever. Having her seventh baby like at a certain point or whatever whatever
like
baby they're
complex.
On like there is a little bit of that where it's like mm-hmm. I have more babies than you I don't know very strange this is exciting news iPhone will soon let you edit and unsend messages
oh
yes
wait after you send them
so if you send one and it still says unread you will have time to change it. So like, let's say I, you know, wrote AM instead of PM or the wrong name or whatever. You'll have that moment to fix it. And I think you'll also be able to unsend a message, but not by hours, like within a short period of time of sending it, providing they're not immediately writing you right back. Hmm.
And even if they don't have the read receipts on, because you know how you, it doesn't necessarily say unread, it will say
delivered.
Yeah, delivered or sent or whatever. But, and I think that's pretty great because what, how many times have you, even if you're not telling a lie or anything, but you're just formulating the text and then you accidentally send it and you're like, great, it's like half done. You know how you're just
right,
writing
right, yeah.
And then you accidentally somehow send it and it's like, okay, well, that looks
yes.
bizarre.
Well, I mean, the worst thing that's ever happened to me is where I'm texting somebody and they're being super annoying. And so I screen grab that. And a photo of it. And then I start texting my friend on the other side being like, what a fucking weirdo this she is. And I've done that. And then I've accidentally written back to the weirdo.
Yep. Yeah.
Or sent the
Always.
Or sent the photo of our conversation. And then that person was like, are you sending our conversation to someone?
Yeah.
And well, I was like, oh my God, no, I don't know how that happened. But anyway, we're not friends any longer.
Well, I'm more the queen of talking shit while accidentally butt dialing the person. Or I
That's my biggest fear on earth. I literally, if I'm start talking shit about someone, and now I'm like, make sure my phone's turned off.
Well, the thing is that when I've learned my lesson, but I'm like, they call and I go to press ignore, but now I'm going to now talk shit because they called and I'm ignoring it. And I haven't done this in years because of learning this lesson, but I've somehow not pressed ignore and I pressed on and now I'm now talking shit to Julie. But I tell you also, Julie is definitely the queen of the accidental text or email. One time this guy sent us the script and then Julie then emails us both and goes, can you believe this douchebag? And I was like, and then Julie's like, ha, 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 like immediately right away. And I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah, can you believe this douchebag? And she's like, it was, and he still tried to bug on with the script, too. He wouldn't take no for an answer. It didn't matter. But
I now remember there was one thing with, like, a manager agent, and there were two guys by the same name, and I was thinking about leaving the agent. So let's just call them both Joes. My agent was Joe, and my new manager was named Joe.
Okay.
And the new manager was like, you got to get rid of Agent Joe. I can get you better Agent Joe. And in emailing, I meant to write Manager Joe and say, okay, let's meet with the new agent about this. And I sent it to Agent Joe, who then read the whole thing and was like, you're thinking of dumping me? What the fuck? It was horrible. I felt bad.
Was there any way to get out of it? Or did you?
No, I mean, I did dump him in the end, but like that's not how I wanted him to find out. And it looked really bad because the agent had introduced me to the manager. And then the manager was like, this is going to be a great partnership. Get rid of that loser. Like it was bad.
And then you also kind of put the manager on blast. Just simply
it was all disaster.
And because more than likely, their names were Noah. Or Michael. I mean, you're not to be problematic, but there's only a handful of names we're dealing with here. And they probably did have the same name.
That are agents.
Yeah, exactly. And we're in the agent world.
Are you guys aware of this weird story? I want to tell it in the quickest way possible.
Okay, we are aware. But we'd love to hear you try
I'm going to give a Cliff Note version. This has been so messy, so confusing. Okay? There once was a person named Patrick. We don't know if he fell from the sky, if he's actually a person, if he's an actor, whatever. He, all of a sudden, one day a week ago, he started posting messages from Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna started posting messages for him. They said weird, mean things to each other. Both of their numbers were exposed. And everyone was like, what the fuck happened?
Their phone numbers.
Yes. I DM'd this kid, okay? And I'm like, hi, I'm Heather Tom from Juicy Scoop. What's up with this? We talk on the phone for a long time. And he tells me I'm from Utah. I'm adopted. I'm doing a show I've been cast in. It's going to come out in early 2023. Bravo has already picked it up. It's like Gay Men of West Hollywood or, you know, one's a Saudi prince that doesn't have to work. One's a realtor. He tells me all these details. Okay.
Sounds like a compulsive liar.
Okay.
The details.
So I go, well, you know, what happened with you and Lisa Rinna? He tells me, we went out to Craig's one night and she kind of was dismissive of me. And then she said a derogatory comment to me about, well, I'm light complexioned. And he took that, you know, that's an inappropriate thing to say to someone who is black. Okay. So that from there, he tells me they got in some argument. And we're writing, and he said, then she said nasty stuff about me, exposing lies about me. I'm like, well, no one knows who you are. What kind of lies could she have done? So then, you know, now my number's exposed and my life is ruined. Then he exposes her number and she's like, what the hell? Nobody knows what's going on. I'm like, well, look, when the show comes out, come on Juicy Scoop. Meanwhile, I'm like, this is all just so weird. I don't know who to believe. Okay. Because meanwhile, the backstory is that, Rinna and Kathy are not really talking, and that Kathy supposedly used a derogatory, a homophobic slur on a night in Aspen when the cameras were down. Okay, and Lisa Rinna is supposedly exposing it. Okay, so you're like, what is this? Then the kid comes out, Patrick, and says, "Just so you know, Kathy Hilton paid me $27,000." To fabricate this story to make Lisa Rinna look bad. Then he goes, no, actually, Kathy Hilton had nothing to do with it. Lisa Rinna, who I met at the LA Mission and we became friends, we cultivated this whole story to take heat off of, it does make no sense, and give Lisa Rinna a storyline, okay? And which she doesn't need a storyline for next season. No one's going to be talking about this again. Then there's other bloggers and stuff that are writing him and interviewing him. And that's where he exposes, no, this is the truth. No, this is the truth. Then he does an audition where he says, we were friends. We met at the LA Mission. Lisa and I did this all together. We're no longer friends. You know, we were on it. He used an analogy of, we were on a yacht together, Lisa and I, and she left me in a dinghy to die near the Titanic. I don't even know. Lisa Rinna's like, I don't know who this guy is. Figure it out. Kathy Hilton's like, staying out of it.
She definitely has no idea who he is, even if she full on hired him. She's forgotten that she did that.
And, you know, there were DMs that were shared between Lisa Rinna and other bloggers and whatnot, or Instagram people, in which she says, you know, oh, it's so bad what happened that night in Aspen, and I know so much about Kathy Hilton, it'll all be exposed. And Kathy Hilton is just, you know, asking Paris what she's going to do with her egg.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's just like smart enough to be like, I'm not touching this. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But she did say on the red carpet, I will be at the reunion, and I haven't talked to Lisa Rinna. And there we are.
But I do think it's suspect on Lisa's part that she reached at one point. Patrick, the compulsive liar, he said, I'm going to expose these DMs proving that Kathy Hilton paid me to do this in order to divert attention from the supposed homophobic slur. Lisa Rinna retweeted that or re-Instagrammed that. She screenshotted it and the DMs, and then she took it down. So for her, she definitely was like here for, oh, Kathy Hilton hired him.
Yeah, she loved that.
And then somehow she was like, lie. Oh, wait, now he's saying I did it. And she then pulls the Kathy Hilton ones down. I don't know if
now she's saying I don't never met him, didn't know him. I don't know how she had his number, but whatever.
Yeah, and why they started this fight out of nowhere.
And then I'm like, or was she just, Harry was making his tomato sauce. She's dancing alone. By herself and her Free Peoples, and she's fucking bored. And this kid slid into her DMs, and she played in the pool a little with him, and this whatever. And then went back and forth because she likes to be people talking.
Yeah.
And now she's like, well, wait a minute. Now this is getting weird. Let me just step out of it. I don't know who this kid is or what. And then I feel like Patrick is someone that, like, some of the stuff he's saying is true, but he definitely lied about so much that, like an Amber Heard. Like, some stuff, yeah. you can be a victim, you can tell some truths and a lot of lies.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean that just because you lied about one thing that you've lied about every single thing in your life, but there's no way. And
but once you lose all credibility, there's really no, we can't just be like, well, he did get money for, it's just like.
I feel like it was like on a much lower level, like a Jussie Smollett. Like, I'm fucking pissed. You got me all involved. I spent time talking to you. Now I'm just like, I don't really care. I wish you well.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, I believe the only thing I didn't believe was that they went to Craig's. I just felt that seemed so, like, on the nose. Mm. And I was like, if I really put this out, which I didn't last week, I could be like, someone go back, archive, and see, was she at Craig's in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And having dinner, wasting your time with, a cute gay guy that she didn't know from before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to be careful when you play in the pool with those vipers.
Yeah, you can't dance in the devil.
You can't dance with the devil in the moon, pale blue moonlight.
Yeah.
You can't do it because someone will come back and be like, oh. Yeah.
And for the record, I know the Hiltons are like, they've been problematic, like, to the extreme. I do believe Paris has changed. We stand with the Hiltons.
Yeah.
And of course, they've been through, you know, they've done it to themselves, but they've been through hell and back, and leave it up to Bravo to finally be the one to kill them, to end the Hiltons and their legacy. I'm like, great. Of course, now Bravo will.
However,
the
though,
Hiltons.
I will say this rumor that she used a homophobic slur, not caught on camera, but hearsay witnesses, whatever, on this crazy night in Aspen, which hasn't come up in the show yet. When that came out months ago,
yeah,
I don't think she lost one follower, one fan. I don't, I mean, so I kind of feel like, I don't know that people are up in arms the way they were about 2 years ago, or they, if they really love you, they forgive you, or they're like, I just don't want to believe it, or they say, if it slipped out of her mouth as a 62-year-old woman.
Who probably has 5 million gay friends. I mean, and I'm speaking as the gay here. If somebody said that to me, or if I saw that,
Annie's
I would
probably
think,
dabbling.
What would you think?
I would think he was probably being a little bitch, and she got mad, and she was drunk, and she responded with the most hurtful thing you could say to that person, and you're looking at them, and you're going to go, you F.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
probably because she felt entitled. Yeah, no, right. We wouldn't.
Right.
But I think that of this person who's rich and entitled,
age, and age.
And age and a certain generation and blah, 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 that came out. I'm not justifying it, but I could forgive it. And I wouldn't say that that then defines that person as being homophobic.
Yeah.
I think that that person and that family has a lot of homosexuals around it. And I don't think they're disowning homosexuals and are afraid of homosexuals and dislike homosexuals. I think that they feel entitled to use certain verbiage because of the fact that they feel that they know something. But
I just want to say that was an extremely good, like, analogy, explanation, theory, whatever. I thought
people need to give some people a little slack.
Yeah.
And so I think that is one thing you need to take responsibility.
When Lisa got this nugget, when she witnessed it, when she had a witness, do you think she feels like she has the golden ticket to...
Yeah, and I think
she exposed it to make Erica be back her friend because Erica was super pissed off at her for everything that happened last season. And they have it in the trailer where it's like...
Erica was pissed off at who?
Lisa Rinna. And so
she wasn't pissed at Lisa Rinna. They have been like this the whole time.
At the very end of last season at the reunion, Erica was salty at all of them.
Okay.
And I think Lisa Rinna wanted Erica, so she made it her mission to, like, defend Erica this season. Kyle asks her, she says, why are you exposing this about Kathy to get the heat off of you? She asks Erica that.
Oh, and that's
Erica
in the trailer.
Yes. And so I think they're also saying it was more than just the F. They're saying it's other words, or they're implying that really, you know, are not going to, you know, Julie's being the gay.
All I want to say,
as a gay, I know that there's one word in the whole world that's unforgivable.
Yeah,
right.
So,
and I feel like they're implying that, unfortunately.
Yeah. So that is unfortunate. But at the same time,
not on tape or anything, and it's a bunch of eyewitnesses, it's like, well, and I don't know.
And people can come back from when it's words. She's not legislating against you. She isn't taking your rights away. She is a woman of 60-something who is an entitled, rich, white woman who used words that are gross. And
if she did, in fact.
And I do think a person that her whole life doesn't need to be canceled because of something that, you know, it's we have to find... And, you know, if you were a parent of that child,
right?
You wouldn't. What are you going to do? Kill them?
Yeah.
Like you have to be able to have some room to learn and grow and evolve, and you can say I'm sorry and you can be forgiven.
I just think that in this whole thing, Lisa Rinna should not have thrown the stone when you live in the glass house when you've worn
that's the problem.
I know I say it wrong. How do you say the
Scarlet Letter?
No. When she went as Sid and Nancy with Harry Hamlin and he wore the T-shirt.
Is it like anarchy or Nazi?
I say it wrong.
A swastika?
A swastika.
They wore swastikas?
So Sid and Nancy.
And she's talking about.
Yeah,
come
Sid
on.
And Nancy.
I mean, that's
well,
crazy.
Sid and Nancy, the punkers.
But
they went to a big, highly publicized Halloween party as Sid and Nancy. And of all the outfits they could have worn, he chose to wear one of the more memorable outfits that Sid wore, which was that. So there's photos of them as that, which they got a lot of heat for. And then there's also her talking to a TMZ guy joking that she thought he was a gang member and that he was going to cap her ass like a South Central gang member. And that was 12 years ago,
and
10 years ago.
There you go.
All of this will be
but
dragged
the same
out.
Thing. Well, I already dragged it out. So I'm just saying, like, I, you know.
Exactly.
Get ready what you go after. Like, is your closet completely clean?
Yeah. No.
Like, you
and
know?
No one's is. And that's the thing. No one should be. I don't. In my personal opinion, I think there is way too much dragging and canceling and no forgiveness and no room. There's no room for anyone to trip and fall and be gross and get and find, you know, to learn and grow.
Her possibly saying that completely checks out. Like, I mean, we're not being knocked over with a feather. That said, I do find it surprising that the cameras are just so hot. There was no hot mics.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean,
that's true.
Supposedly Sutton is like, that never happened. Then the other ones are saying it did. And there is,
I mean,
footage
supposedly
of
there's
Aspen.
Like someone who worked at the bar and someone did. I'm like, what are we going to have a trial on Law 360 or whatever? I'm like, hi, you know, Your Honor. I was working the late shift at the Aspen Cuckoo Bar, and the housewives were there, and all the cameras left, and I was wiping down a table, and I heard an older blonde woman with a very tight face say something that sounded like SAG, but it wasn't that. And, you know,
maybe she was talking
about
how
loud
Bob
was
Saget.
The music? How loud was it? Yeah, maybe Bob Saget had just died at that time. We got Camille Vasquez in there. And she's like, do you realize that the time that you were in Aspen was one day after the finding of Bob Saget's body? Like, seriously, yeah. It's just, okay, we're done with that. Who cares? Okay. I have to tell you about the weirdest thing that we discovered, okay? I saw a TikTok, and it was like this person just going, I gotta show you what the weirdest movie I've ever seen. It's called War Babies. No, or Baby Burlesque. And Shirley Temple.
It's called War Babies. Shirley Temple calls it Baby Burlesque.
Okay. The movie was called War Babies. You guys, you can look it up on YouTube. Shirley Temple is 3 years old in it. And they put all these kids in these diapers, but they're like three or four. And they're acting like the soldiers at a bar trying to get laid by sex workers.
I'm not my God.
Kidding.
What?
Shirley Temple plays like a burlesque, she's three, sex worker, who's acting like she's making out with different soldiers to get lollipops.
Are the soldiers babies too?
Yeah, okay. They're all babies.
Okay, so the girls are the sex workers and the boy ones are the war guys.
Are the soldiers trying to get laid after
war.
I mean,
the age, the good old golden age of molesting the kids, and every single child actor was.
I mean,
molested.
I'm just thinking it's so hilarious. Like, it'd be so cute when those babies act like sluts.
Yes, it's so
when a baby acts like a hooker.
Adult. Yeah.
I love when babies act like hookers in bars. It's so cute.
It says literally that she goes, "I'm expensive," and makes out with one for lollipops.
You know, I did not plan on saying this when I thought of this topic, but I do have to admit something to you guys.
Okay.
But when I was about third grade for Halloween, I was well aware of what a hooker was because I'd seen an incredible made-for-TV movie called Dawn, the Teenage Hooker. It was with Eve Plum. Whoa. And she wore like a really cute, like Pocahontas kind of tan vest, and she'd walk up and down the streets.
Oh, was she like a 70s
hooker,
kind of hippie
teen hooker?
Like a hippie teen hooker.
So when you're the youngest of five and everybody's teenagers and your parents work, you are exposed to everything you shouldn't be exposed to as a young kid. And you then go to people's houses and then they don't ever invite you back because you're like, I remember this one girl was like, my mom doesn't like it when I put this barrette in my hair. I go, why? And the mom is there. I go, why don't you like that hair? And she goes, well, I the way her hair is jagged here, I think it looks cheap. And I go, oh, you mean cheap like a hooker? She called my mom and she's like, I don't know what your daughter is watching. And I'm like, don't you know about hookers? Like they charge different amounts for different things. Okay. So then I said, my mom goes, what are you going to be for Halloween? I go, I'm going to be a hooker. But I want to do roller skates so that the hooker can get to more houses quicker. And I think my mom let me dress the way I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. Well, I mean, it's the same. I went as a homeless, a bum,
hobo.
A hobo. Yeah, but that's what
horrible.
I want to be
like dirt
a
on your
dirty.
Face?
I want to shit myself and go into have a drug addiction and live on the, like that's hilarious. Like that's so cute.
Honestly, I think I wanted to be a hooker first when I was six, and my mom said no, and she made me a farmer. Like because we never had expensive houses, but we had overalls for when I went on auditions. I always had to wear an overall because we had an agent. She made me. She was like, no, you know, your little friend's coming over. She's a Hawaiian girl. You're not going to be a hooker this year. But by the time third grade came around, she's like, fine, just be your roller skating hooker. So, I mean, I'm criticizing Shirley Temple in her career. I mean, obviously, she didn't know what she was doing at three.
No.
But I just thought it was really, really fascinating.
I will be on my phone the minute I get into the car and watching every single, I don't know if this is a short.
9.5 minutes.
I'm watching that. I mean, I must see it.
Crazy.
And I bet it is cute.
So, well, Shirley Temple was so cute.
I mean,
cute.
Babies I doing mean, things are cute, even if
they're
slut.
Okay, so there's this, babies doing kids, what?
I said babies doing things are cute, even if they're sluts.
Seeking Sister Wife. We'll go right to Seeking Sister. Did you watch it?
Oh, my fucking God. I mean,
this season is
this particular situation right here.
This is
the whole show.
So there's this one guy, and what I'm okay,
he's brand
so,
new. Right,
so this is a brand new group of Seeking Sisterwise. I talked a little bit about it on Tuesday. Just one family. This is a new family. So this girl goes, we were college sweethearts, and I always knew like I was not going to be the only one. Early on, she goes to work and she meets this other girl and she's like, would you like to meet my husband? And the three of them have been a couple that all sleep in the same bed for like 12 years. The two girls, when it became legal, they got married to each other so that neither of them had a step above. Like, there's always the issue of who's really married to the husband. They're like, no, we're married to each other. He sleeps in the middle. He doesn't work. The two of them have, like, office jobs. And then the one girl has a child from a previous relationship who's, like, 15. And now they're seeking out the third wife for the show. Mm-hmm. And she's only 22.
That was shocking.
It was actually unbelievable
that she was only 22. I mean,
it was...
I felt like the high school sweetheart is pretty and was super pretty when they got together. She's the one in the blue.
Yeah.
I go into a whole thing in my head where I was like, where did they meet the original, you know, second one to make the throuple?
No, they met at work. The number one met number two at work and they became friends.
Yeah, which
and
I was then
was
like
19.
No, the latest one is 22, I thought.
But the one they met, that second one, she was 19.
At the time. Oh.
So what job was she doing?
We were wondering
that they
if it was
at?
Like an office job, club. She said.
At 19.
So that's what we thought. Where were you working? A strip club? Because remember,
it seemed
I don't
a little
know.
Odd. Plus, was she 19 or was she 17? I don't know. The whole thing is a slightly. Problematic, but I mean,
what's
of
so
all
weird
of
is
the
he's like, I stay home and I read and then I regurgitate everything I read to them when they come home.
Oh, he does research.
While they
he
cook.
Does research. He does research.
I'm like, does anything sound worse? Like, you work all day and then you have to cook with your sister wife while he goes, I was reading an interesting thing about the fact that a lot of plastic bottles don't actually get recycled. You're like,
and then like, you have to do it to him.
Oh, I mean,
like, and that's what's like. Good luck to you. Like, you go ahead, Pat. I'm gonna go take a bath.
Or they all have to have orgies and stuff. Like whatever.
Do.
I mean, it's just
highly, highly sexual.
I mean, and talk about a Svengali. It's like here's the perfect. He's got them so enraptured. We were sitting there talking, trying to figure out.
I was like, what's he giving them?
What is he giving them?
Need?
He doesn't provide for them. He doesn't do anything for them besides F them, apparently.
Yeah,
and
I guess
like,
he's good.
And so fine.
My
but
dad
then,
always would say, guess he has a 12-inch brain. Whenever some guy had like a great wife or a girlfriend that had nothing going on, my dad would be like, apparently he's got a 12-inch brain.
We're going to have to steal that and use that. This guy's got a 12-inch brain, apparently. But he's not going to talk to me about plastic bottles and then force me into an orgy
which
with
is what
a 22-year-old
everyone...
that looks like she's 45 and definitely does seem like a hooker. The new
There's us.
Yes. Oh, remember we did this photo before. That's right. So this is Garrick and wife number one, and then Roberta, and then they're looking for another girl. Now, on Tuesday, I'd only seen a preview and hadn't watched it. And I thought, there's no way another girl is really going to want to do this. She just probably wants to be on TV. But after hearing her story, she came from a polygamous childhood, and I'm like, and then the boost of, like, the TV show and stuff. You're probably like, all right, I'll
seen more chemistry between a lesbian and a heterosexual man. Then there was chemistry between that woman and that gay man right there.
The new girl, the black girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Garrick.
There was zero. I mean, there was... Am I crazy?
Wait, what I didn't understand is they're like, they live in Colorado and they're like, we came to LA to meet whatever her name is. And then they're in the car and then they pick her up at the airport. And I'm like, I thought she lived in LA.
Exactly. It's all fake. It's all dumb. Yeah.
And I was so shook because obviously we are all emotionally connected to this particular
weird threesome.
Because we did the photo shoot and we had to do the deep dive into all of it. And the entire show last season mainly really focused on him, and we were feeling like he was obsessed with, you know, the bitch in wherever she lives.
Brazil.
And they did it, and then, you know, she cried, the wife, and he divorced the wife.
Right.
And all of the wife's friends were like, he's going to leave you for the hot Brazilian.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, and you're just thinking, he's like, he's got it so bad for this Brazilian. And then it turns out, sweetie, the minute the show ended, he hasn't seen her in over a year.
I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with the listeners. Like, I'm going to watch every episode of this. So if you want to enjoy, like, get in on it, get to know these weirdos, it gets better.
Wait, Heather, go back and let me see that picture of her.
So it's Danielle and Garrick. She made her hair blonder. She looks cuter now.
She looks way better.
She's definitely trying to.
This guy, Sidian and Tasha, he looks like...
a magician.
Yes. Who was that magician that...
Like David Blaine?
No, the other one that was like younger that had like black nails. And
oh, he's
like
Chris Angel.
Yes, he looks like a poor man's Chris Angel.
Yeah.
And then this girl he met, and they're not even married, and he's got like three kids. His wife like left him and has nothing to do with the kids. And they're going to be looking for another wife. Then this was a new couple.
Mm.
Wait, let me think. Their names are. I think these are different. Wait, I want to say is. Okay, I don't know that this is the right name for these people. I think that might have been the name underneath. But anyway, there's this guy. He came from the Mormon faith. He's got a good body. He was married to a woman, and they had two kids. And then they found their other wife, who was young at the time, named Brenda. But then wife number one was like, you know what? I'm not into this. So she leaves. And now he and Brenda are looking for a new wife. And they find a girl who's like 21 as well. And no offense, nothing... that great to look at.
I thought those two were lesbians. This whole scenario was all in the very closeted for me, this particular threesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was here for it, but I was like, you know, Kathy Hilton might call you something at the bar.
But what I kind of like is there's one scene coming up, and his kids are like 20 or whatever, and they're like they look so weird. They have like a chain around their neck and the nose rings and all this stuff. And they're like, we don't agree with how you're living your life, Dad.
Yeah. Like the most crazy. Alternative lifestyle children on the planet.
When, just to point out the lesbianism of it all, that couple, they meet that girl who comes on, that they're courting that girl for the first time. She goes in the boat, and what happens is he's driving the boat, and the two of them are eating chips.
Queso
out of a thing and drinking beer. Like, would you do that if you were it was a first date and you're
trying to be hot for your man? I honestly couldn't imagine Heather. Eating queso and drinking beer.
They were just lezzing out, eating chips, didn't care.
Julie was like, they're eating
queso.
Bush chips. They're eating
they're just friends.
And the muff queso is what they're doing. Like the whole time she was commenting on the lesbian queso.
I was just like, what the hell are they doing? Or even they're not even into it. I don't know.
Well, Brittany, I just wanted to talk. I haven't talked about Brittany in a while. She has just continued to do Forever 21 horrible fashion shows for the last week. She has several of them. The brown pumps are in full effect. She also got a pair of motorcycle boots.
Heather, don't ever not talk about this when we come on.
And these are just some of her reels that I've highlighted. And then someone asked me, as they do, Heather, why does she have little people furniture in the back of her Cheesecake Factory house? And I'm like, I think do you think those are like from when her kids were little, or do you think it could be pet furniture? I'm like, it could be both. I don't know. And other people, so I started to read some comments and they're like, I love you, Brittany, but like you're free now. Like, don't you ever want to leave your house? Like, did you want everyone to do anything else? Here's the thing, people. It is good she's free. This might be it. This might be hopefully. And then they're like, why don't you redo your house? Well, redoing a house takes a lot of effort, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you, all you house flipper people. Even if you're hiring people, it's a lot of effort. It's appointments, estimates, telling what you want, meeting the person at the Granite. There's a lot of places to go. And
hearing it all being done, too, in your own home, you're like, oh, this is exhausting.
She doesn't care. She doesn't dislike her house. This is the house. This is what's happening. She's not going on tour. She's not writing new music. This supposed book, this supposed Oprah interview, I don't think any of it's happening. It's fashion shows showing pelvic bones, full stomach, and twirling around.
And the dance skills.
This is what it's been for months.
I mean, I wouldn't take a gander at any of these. And my first issue that pops up is the furniture in the back or the house. I'm definitely going to deal with her taste level of what's on her body and hair first and foremost. But then I then will, we can see where, I think the house matches her perfectly, in fact, it's, when it's, you look at her.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. You know, don't make up weird stories and have us all go on a journey that you're having a baby, whatever. Just dance.
Throwing a baby down a slide as well?
Yeah. No, that was like, she also sometimes just takes like things that she finds on the internet and posts that she thinks are cool.
Okay.
But most of it is just dancing. And sometimes they're crazier than others. Sometimes they're a little scarier than others. The outfits never make sense. Sometimes she says this is from a long time ago. Sometimes the other day she just showed a red dancing pumps. And I'm like, those are sensible brown pumps. I did comment. I'm like, they're not red. They're brown. And they're back. And they're fine. They're your favorites. I am not being mean about it. But like, and I almost feel like the super fans aren't even talking. They'll like everything. They'll be like, gorgeous girl. My favorite is the green dress. You know?
Yeah.
Like, but that's it, you guys.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. And that's actually good. I
mean, that's fine.
It's at least the best.
No one's like, you know, taking her money from her, and hopefully she doesn't even have to make any more. If she keeps her same house and keeps her same iPhone.
No, that's her Vegas house, right? Or is that her home here?
I think that's her home here. Oh, okay. I don't know.
I never knew. She keeps her same,
I don't think she has a Vegas home. Does she?
Oh, I thought that was where she lived
for the
longest.
Anyway, if she just keeps it the way it is, Sam goes and works out, we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be fine. Okay.
Okay, let's see
that. There are the pumps. I just wanted to show you the pumps. And then I want to show you the tiny furniture in the back. See? Like, what are these tiny chairs?
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, because her children are grown men at this point,
yeah,
right?
They're like 16.
Well, can you imagine the 16-year-old son sits in the dog chaise?
There's a bachelor coming out with seniors.
Slow clap for justice. I might be here for that. I love salt and pepper.
People don't remember, but I remember everything. They did it once before.
Was it bad?
You know, you got to hear about why someone's a widow. There's going to be clearly more women than men, just like every other retirement facility. I don't know. I think it's worth trying. I don't know that it'll be a hit. Maybe it will be, because older people do watch traditional TV. So maybe it will be kind of fun. Why not?
Is a technical senior over 60?
Annie's not excited. I mean, I think it's like fit people, but they're going to... Listen, if you were trying to get on this show, I would say, let your hair go gray, but look fucking hot.
Yeah.
Like, this looks good.
I know, because she's got gray hair and she's thin and she's fit. Like, look really good. Don't try to look younger. Like, let your Botox go out, get your hair gray, but like, maybe you're only like 60.
Yeah.
And you'll be the hottest one there.
Are they doing a Bachelor and Bachelorette or just the Bachelor?
All I just know is just like the Bachelor, but like... Can you imagine like the sound guys just hearing like fucking like farts and shit? You know how older people fart?
Yeah. I mean, we're almost there at this point.
Older people are getting me laughing now, and I'm like, well, yeah, I'm incontinent.
I don't know, you know, like how, I mean.
They're going to hear things like, are we going to get a bathroom break soon? My prostate. I got to go. Got to drain one out. Do you take this rose?
Then when they meet the younger, like their kids and grandkids, it's all going to come down to, is this fucker going to take our money?
Yeah.
Like, is this, whoever it is this guy a Dirty John? Does he really have money?
Yeah.
Why? And they're not going to be like, but you guys both don't like fishing. That's going to be a problem. No one's going to care. No. The kids are going to be like, how much money does this fucker have? Is he poor? Why, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot about what you have in the bank, which when you have the Bachelor people, it doesn't matter because they're all like 28.
Yeah.
Right.
So, all right. Let's wrap it up. Guys. What a day.
I had fun even though you got upset about Rob Kardashian.
Oh, wait. I mean, I'll say there were some heated moments on the show today.
I think
the
we can...
mother of boys, I'm a mom boy, like really comes out. Mm-hmm. But I understand as, you know, two people that don't have sons.
And or kids.
You know, you can't relate to... that.
And we speak out of turn about things we don't know anything about, like parenting, a lot.
I stand by it.
But we're
I stand by it.
Because I think a lot of people might think the way that you think. So it gave me an opportunity to come from the other side of rich or not, like, you know, If it was a girl that was just a single mom who had a really rich family and all her brothers were super successful and she got knocked up by a weirdo and she was just taking care of her kid at her mom's house, no one would say a fucking thing.
Well, then got addicted to drugs and got super, super, super depressed and really has a hard time and is struggling. And that person is unhealthy.
Made some really cute socks.
I do love that.
That man didn't stick with
We're rooting, we're rooting for him like we would for her.
And we learned from you that you cook the breakfast because so that you can
that's the love language.
Yeah, like it's love language. Feeding them. Yeah. We always that stuck with us forever. We learned that, and it's true. We love that about you. And yes, there were some heated moments. I feel we made it through.
Yeah, there was this one TikTok where this woman's like, "I'm so sick right now, but my mother-in-law is coming over with food because she's afraid that her son, my husband, might not get fed tonight because I'm sick." Wow. And they were like 30-year-olds, and I thought that was so freaking funny. And I'm like, that is so funny. Like some Italian mom that's like,
yeah,
what's Louis gonna eat?
Yeah,
yeah. All right, love you, girls.
Love you. Too.
Thank you for having us on.
Yes, everyone, pitch all your stuff. Change your life.
We're going to, go to julianbrandy.com. We have a Patreon. We have a liberal political podcast. If you're not liberal.
Stop with your bad selling. You have dumb gay politics. You also have a fun Patreon. I always tag them. Follow them on Instagram. Yep. You're going to see Julie and Brandy at my show. Mm-hmm. And Julie's performing. Brandy
is lurking.
And you can say hi to her. And that is June 17th. And
Napa, so glamorous. Yes.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.